And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the sound that you first hear when you load up the brand new game from blindsoftware.com. It's called Troopinum, and it's really cool. It's one of the first games that I've ever played and then purchased immediately after playing it. That kind of gives you an idea of how good this game is. If you're on one of the blindness game lists out there, you've heard tons about this game. So, I thought I would show you today, though. And for those listening on main menu, you guys are going to be listening to this in mono, of course. And this is a stereo game, if ever I heard one. So you want to buy this game and listen to it on headphones to get the whole effect of the game. So so keep that in mind. So buying this game is pretty straightforward. Each game of blindsoftware.com's has its own little code. So this means you have to go to the Register Troopinum dialog box that's in the programs menu, and I'll show you that here in a second. And in that dialog box, there's a button that says Copy to Clipboard. So you want to press the space bar on that, and then you have to go to the Troopinum website where you want to when you want to purchase Troopinum. There's a link on the blindsoftware.com website that says Purchase Troopinum. So you go to that link, paste that code in there, and it tells them that, yes, you do have a copy of Troopinum. So, next thing you do is you have to get an email from them. And this is after you purchase the game, by the way. Then you get an email, and then you have to go back to the Register Troopinum dialog box under the Programs menu there for Troopinum. And there's an edit box there. And you paste that code that you get from the email into that box. And then you press OK. And that generates a license file. So you get two license files. You get one to unlock the game, and you get one to play the game. And another one is available upon request that you can't back up, unfortunately. They modified their license file recently to really prevent piracy. They only allow you to have one license file per game, and then you get another one as a backup. But unfortunately, you can't back it up onto a floppy, which I think is really a disadvantage. I think that's kind of unfair at some point, but hey, that's just me. So it is a good game, and you do get what you pay for. So despite that little annoyance, you do get a good game out of it. So anyways, let me show you the programs menu here under Troopinum, so you can get a good idea of what the game is like before you play it. I'm using JAWS 4.02 here. So let's look at this. Troopinum menu here. So, let's go to the start menu.
Start menu, bookmarks, B.
And press P for programs.
T, A, C, B, radio, tuner, submenu,
and
A.
Press T till we get to Troopinum 1.0.
T, tiny per T, Troopinum 1.0, submenu, T.
Alright, and we'll press enter on this.
Enter, register Troopinum, R.
This is the aforementioned register Troopinum dialog box that I mentioned before. Then, below that, we have
Troopinum configuration, T.
You press enter on this when you download the game. The game, by the way, is a 5 megabyte download. It sounds pretty small, but it's actually got a whole bunch of compressed WAV files in it. So, you need to do this to uncompress the WAV files. And it'll give you messages saying uncompressing the WAV files, and then you get another dialog box that gives you a chance to enter some information about yourself, your name, your email address, and the country you're from. And this gives you an opportunity to post your scores at the blindsoftware.com Troopinum Top 10. The fully purchased game lets you do this, but the demo does not. And you do only get the first four levels of the game when you have the demo. So the fully functional game lets you have the other eight levels, and it lets you have the ability to post your scores at the website. So, that's pretty cool. Next, we have
Troopinum documentation, T.
Troopinum documentation. This is a .txt file you want to read very carefully before you even start to play the game. It gives you all the key mappings, and it gives you all of the ideas behind the game and everything else. So, read that carefully. So, next we have
Troopinum on the web, T.
Troopinum on the web. This sends you to the blindsoftware.com website for Troopinum. Lets you download the game, lets you look at the top 10 scores. So, that's pretty cool there. Next we have
Troopinum T.
This is the actual game itself. Now, one thing I had to do before I started this review is I had to actually start the game before I started Gold Wave. That's what I'm using to record this. Because for some odd reason, Troopenum believes that Gold Wave is trying to break its copyright protection, which is not a good idea. But, anyway, so the sound you heard at the beginning of the game was not actually me playing the game at that time. That was just the sound effect there. So, and then we have, next in the menu we have...
Uninstall Troopenum View.
Okay. So, what we have to do now is we have to, I'll show you the game now. So, let me alt-tab into the Troopenum dialog box here.
Troopenum dialog.
Alright, and so, this game is self-voicing, so no screen reader is required. So, let me go over to, insert F4 and quit JAWS here.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS for Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS?
And we didn't do that, so we'll press, enter.
Enter.
And this unloads the game. This unloads JAWS from memory. So, now we have a menu of choices here. We can arrow up and down, and it'll give us spoken feedback as to what we're on. So, the first choice we have is...
Start game.
Start game. This gives you an opportunity to choose your skill level, and then you can go from there. So next up we have...
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds. We'll do that now. So we'll press enter on this.
Use your up and down arrow keys to hear the various sounds. Enemy ship number one.
Okay, that's enemy ship number one. And this game, as I said, is in stereo. So when you hear that sound off to your right, let's say, for example, you want to press the left arrow key to bring that into the center of the stereo spectrum. And then when you hear that in the center, you'll hear a beeping sound. Then you'll want to press the control key to fire up on it. And it'll make a lot more sense when you actually play the game. So next up we have, we'll down arrow here. Next up we have...
Enemy ship number one hit.
Okay, that pretty much tells you that. So, next up we have...
Enemy ship number two.
Interesting sound for a ship. Next up we have...
Enemy ship number two hit.
Okay. And, of course, this game moves pretty fast, so you'll be hearing all these sounds at once here. So, next up we have...
Enemy ship number two reaches top of screen.
So, you don't want that to happen, by the way. You want to shoot the ship before it gets to the top of the screen. But, that's what happens when you hear that sound.
Enemy ship number three.
Okay, interesting thing about this ship is you have to hit it twice to destroy it. And we'll next get to the sound that happens when you first hit it.
Enemy ship hit, but not destroyed.
Okay. And then we have...
Enemy ship number three hit.
Okay. Next up we have...
Enemy ship number four.
So that's enemy ship number four. So next up we have...
Enemy ship number four hit.
Okay. So... they're trying to make these sounds pretty noticeable there. So, next up we have...
Enemy ship land.
Alright, you don't want that to happen. You want to shoot the ships before they land on your base. So, and if you hit a lot of the ships, you'll be fine. And if you have four ships hit the base, then you lose a life. You get three lives, by the way. So, you don't want that to happen, though. You don't want the ships to land, though. So, next up we have...
Next level reached.
And that's a sound you'll be hearing a lot in Troopenum. And then we have...
Warp to previous level.
And we'll learn how to warp here when we play the game. So, next up we have...
At edge of screen.
Alright, and yeah, you'll hear that noise when you hear the edge of the screen. You can move in the game by using the arrow keys. So if you reach the edge of the screen, you'll hear that noise. We'll hear that again.
At edge of screen.
Okay. Next up we have...
Ship centered.
Now that's a single beeping sound. We'll hear that one more time here.
At ship centered.
Alright, and you hear that sound lots of times. You'll hear a beep, 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 beep sound. And when you hear that sound, that's when you fire up on the ship with your control key, and that will fire your laser on the ships. So, there we go. Next one we have is...
Special item being dropped.
And a special item is a number of things. to combat these ships. You don't just have a laser available to you, you have a lot of things. So, next up we have...
Special item has been obtained.
Alright, nice stereo sound there. So that lets you know that the special item has been obtained. So next up we have...
Cancel use of special item.
And that'll come in handy when you want to use the special item only like once or twice. Like the super laser, for example. You only want to use that once or twice. And we'll hear about the super laser here in a couple seconds. So next up we have...
No special items available.
So you'll hear that sound when there's no special items available. To choose your special items, if one exists for you, you can hit the up and down arrow keys, and you'll be able to choose a special item if they are available to you, and you can press the control key to act upon that. So, next up we have...
Special item centered.
Alright, special item is now centered. You'll hear that sound. So, then we have...
Super laser.
Our super laser, and you only hear that, you only want to use that a couple of times if you're able to use it at all. It's very powerful. It can fire a lot further away than the regular laser. So, but use it sparingly because you only get 6 uses of it. So, next we have
smart bomb.
All right, smart bomb. Next we have
portal.
And you can use that to warp to a previous level or warp to the next level. Kind of a random thing there. So next up we have
return to main menu.
Return to the main menu. So we'll do that.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, then press enter.
Okay.
Start game.
Then we have start game like we had before. And we'll get that to a second. Next up we have
learn game sounds.
We just looked at that. So next up we have
test speaker settings.
You can make sure your speakers are in the right spot, or you can make sure your headphones are on the right ears there. So keep that in mind. Next up we have
view top 10 scores.
You can look at your own top 10 scores and keep track if you want. So that's pretty cool. Next up we have
send score to blindsoftware.com.
This is only available in the full version of the game. You can send your score to blindsoftware.com, and your score, if it's good enough, will appear on the website. That's pretty cool. Next, we have
quit game and exit.
All right, quit game and exit, so that's pretty self-explanatory. So, let's arrow up to the first item in the menu here, and we'll choose a skill level, and we'll play the game. So,
start game.
All right, and then we'll press enter on this.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select the difficulty level, then press enter. Easy.
All right, we have easy.
Normal.
And?
Insane.
Okay, so we'll go with easy for this one. And I'll play the first few levels of the game and show you just how this whole thing works. So
easy.
All right, we'll press enter on this, and we'll start the game. Groovy music, man. Alright, so the ship is now off to my right, so I'm pressing the right L key to bring it to the left, and I'm firing on it with the control key right there. So, again, bring it to the center there. So, this is a very fast-moving game, as you can tell. Now we're going to warp to the second level here. And there we go. So just a little faster now. Alright. Ooh, 2 ships there. Check our score, we can press the shift key and find out the number of ships that have hit this top. Press the inner key.
10,019 points.
Alright, we're on wave 3 now. And then we have
0 ships, 3 lives remaining.
Alright. There we go. special item coming up here. Let's see what we have. We have a portal. And you want to use the portal when you have a situation where you're kind of locked in between a bunch of ships there and you can escape. But you won't want to use that until later. Okay. And they're moving just a little bit faster now. Comes the boss ship. And there we go, got him, got the boss ship there. Got a bunch there. Bonus round.
Bonus round. Shoot the falling meteorites for extra points.
This works off the same principle as the other levels of the game. Bring it to the center and then fire on it with the control key. Alright. And there we go. More ships. Yeah, that nasty guy here can shoot twice now. We'll play one more level and then I'll quit the game. So you can tell this is a very fast-paced game. Alright. So, now let's press the escape key to exit the game.
Game over. Your final score is 58,160 points.
Alright. So let's press the control key here.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option.
And then we'll
send, quit game, and exit.
Alright, and we'll press enter on that.
Thanks for playing.
And that's the game. So that kind of gives you a real good idea of what the game is all about. Once again, the full purchase price of the game is $25 US, and it'll show you what the purchase price is in your own currency if you happen to live in another country. You can download the demo of this game from www.blindsoftware.com. And that, once again, is www.blindsoftware.com. And I hope you enjoyed the review. If you have any questions, comments, or any other things you'd like me to review, I would certainly be glad to hear from you. I have a new email address. You can now get a hold of me at tunehead5, that's tunehead, T-O-O-N-H-E-A-D 5, at attbi.com. That's tunehead5 at attbi.com. Hope you enjoyed the review, folks. I certainly had a good time playing it. And hopefully we'll do some more reviews soon here for you on Main Menu. For ACB Radio's Main Menu, I'm Chris Karstad. Catch you later.